This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The city of Lafayette has paid a ransom of $45,000 after a cyber attack last week. The ransomware targeted the city's computer network, blocking services like its phone, email, and online payment systems. In a video shared today, Mayor Jamie Harkins says the city considered other options before paying the ransom.
After a thorough examination of the situation and cost scenarios, and considering the potential for lengthy, inconvenient service outages for residents, we determined that obtaining the decryption tool far outweighed the cost and time to rebuild data and systems.
Harkins says the attack did not affect Lafayette's 911 and emergency dispatch services or compromise any personal credit card data, but officials have asked residents and city workers to watch their accounts for suspicious activity. An effort to recall the Mesa County clerk will not move forward. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Clerk Tina Peters was targeted for removal after more than 500 uncounted ballots were discovered in a drop box months after last year's election. Recall backers blame the pandemic, in part, for why they fell short of collecting the roughly 12,000 signatures necessary to force a vote. After the incident with the overlooked ballots, the Secretary of State's office sent one of its own staff members to help oversee the spring presidential primary. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It is 91 degrees and mostly cloudy in Denver. There is a severe thunderstorm watch from now until 9 o'clock tonight, and there is a chance of thunderstorms this evening as well as the rest of the week. This is CPR News.